And joining me now at the table, we're back underground, Connie Walter, the Communications Director, and the 10th anniversary of Neutrino Day.
10th anniversary of Neutrino Day. Isn't that crazy?
I know.
And this is just going to be packed full of fun. I just wanted to, I don't know if we talked about the times for our speakers, but you know, you talked with Chris Mossy, you talked with Arielle Waldman. They're going to be talking about a lot of great science at Neutrino Day tomorrow. Chris Mossy will be giving his talk at 11 o'clock at the Opera House, and Arielle Waldman will close out the day at 4 o'clock. And then she mentioned her book that she wrote, mm-hmm. and we are going to have book signings, so people can pick up the book either at the Opera House or at the Visitor Center, and Arielle will sign that for them. So those are just two of the mm-hmm. fantastic things that are going on tomorrow.
Those are just the beginning. What else?
The beginning and the end. We've got, my gosh, if you go to the Visitor Center, you can watch blacksmithing demonstrations. We have our emergency response team down there. They're going to be demonstrating a new training system that they're using for fire suppression. We've also got geology talks. We've got gold panning. We have video chats with scientists who will be underground here at Sanford Lab and underground at Fermilab. A lot of people didn't even know that Fermilab has an underground. They do. It's not as deep as ours, but you can go underground there, and it's pretty awesome. And then if you just travel down the street a little bit, you can go get a science selfie at the Art Center. You can do some reading activities at the library. And then we also have the Journey Museum's Geodome at the Opera House. And just up the street from there is the All-in-One Event Center, where we will have all of the hands-on activities for kids of all ages. They can get tattoos. They can get invisible neutrino stamps in different places around town. And then, of course, there's also Science Steve up at Sanford Lab, and the hoist room tours, and lots of displays and other things going on up here. So there... This Neutrino Day is just packed with all kinds of activities, and we'll have buses to take people all over the place.
And it's growing?
It's growing, and every year we get more and more people. Last year we had over 1,200 people, or over 1,300 people, and I think we're going to see that number grow even more this year. That's why I want to remind people that they need to sign up early for those hoist room tours, because we have a very limited number of trolley rides that take people up here. Everything is free, but if you want to do the hoist room tour, we want you to get here early and get signed up so you can get on that trolley and get up here to see it.
Well, let's talk about the hoist room tour.
Okay.
Because it is a very cool place.
It really is.
And explain what the hoist room really is.
Well, the hoist room is the room that contains the hoists. I said this to someone the other day, and they laughed. They said, oh, what a concept. And these hoists are huge. They're 60 feet in diameter, and it's a dual drum system, conical-shaped drums that, you know, there's a single-wound rope so that they don't get tangled up. These devices raise and lower the cage so mm-hmm. people can go to work. That's where... It's
the pulley system that raises and lowers the cage.
Right. And it's, you know, it takes people down over 4,850 feet, almost a mile underground. And so it's really a neat system. People love to go in there and look at it because this is still 1930s technology. Mm-hmm. This is the same system they were using when the shaft was first raised in the 1930s and early 40s. So it's just an amazing thing. It's all analog. We have operators sitting in a chair operating this with levers and clutches. They have to watch where the cage is in the shaft, and they are so good that they are within inches of stopping in the right place, no matter where they are in the shaft. So mm-hmm. I just think that's amazing.
It's a cool thing
and
to stand there
it.
And watch.
It I know. Is. It's a lot of fun.
It's fun in the cage, too, being raised and lowered. But when you actually see how it's happening,
right,
it's a fascinating thing.
It
so
really is.
Regular tours, I mean, how often does the trolley run to sign up?
So we will have, let's see, I believe we are doing every half hour on, you know, every half hour to, that you can catch a trolley. I believe we figured out we have 14 to 15 trolleys, 28 people per trolley. So that's why I tell people they need to sign up early. The trolley tour or the hoist room tours start at 8:30, and the last one is at 3. So we need to, you know, well, people can come and sign up and then go have fun doing other things throughout the day and then come back and catch their trolley.
Okay. And Science Steve, SDPB Science Steve Rakusik, is here doing science experiments.
He's just, we call him, you know, I guess the wild science guy, because that's really what he does. He gets up there and he gets dirty and mm-hmm. he's got water and he's got, you know, weird bubbles. I don't know how he does it, but he does all this great stuff and gets the kids involved, gets the adults involved. And anytime he's doing a wild science demonstration, you can be sure that there are going to be lots of people around him. He is he's the perennial favorite.
Mm-hmm. You should see him when he has to, you see him in the hallway at work with his cart going down to the basement to practice, because that's the only place he's allowed to play.
Yeah, we decided we should probably put a great big mat on the floor, but he's one of the favorites. He does a great job. He has so much enthusiasm and passion. I don't know how he does it all day, but he starts at 9 o'clock, he ends at 3, and he just barely takes a break. He's mm-hmm. he's amazing.
Yeah, and very popular.
Very
as
popular.
Well. So let's talk a little bit about the conversations with scientists underground.
Sure.
And you've been doing this for the last, I don't know, 5 or 6 years, I suppose.
Right.
And what kind of, you know, what kind of involvement, what kind of questions, how popular is that part of Neutrino Day?
Well, we have these video chats. We have people can go to the visitor center into the classroom. And they love it because it gives them the opportunity to see a scientist at work. So we don't do public tours of the underground. We have limited space down here. We have we have to make sure we have scientists and construction workers and so on who can get down here and get their work done. So we can't do public tours, but this is one way that we can let people see what's happening down here. So tomorrow, for example, Cabot Ann Christofferson, who you mentioned mm-hmm. earlier, is going to be talking to people about what's happening with Majorana. You know, it's an amazing experiment because not only are they looking for a very rare form of radioactive decay that could tell us all about the origins of the universe and why we exist at all, but they have to build everything from scratch, and they have to build it here underground. They had to grow their own copper. And then they had to machine all that copper in the deepest clean machine shop mm-hmm. in the entire world. So people love to hear about that stuff. And then we'll also be talking to folks at Fermilab about some of the great neutrino experiments they have going on underground there and some of the work that they're doing with organizations around the world. So people love to hear about this. And I think they're mostly fascinated because they feel like they're getting a glimpse into this mm-hmm. world that they wouldn't otherwise have.
Most famous question, or the most common question, I guess, that people ask would be what?
What is a neutrino?
And you can answer it?
And you know, the thing is, most of them wouldn't know if I really knew the answer or not. But I just like, I say, you know, it's the most abundant particle in the universe. And it's such a wonderful particle because it could tell us so much about who we are,
right,
and where all of this amazing stuff came from.
All right. Connie, I want to thank you as always for hosting us underground and letting us be a part of Neutrino Day.
Absolutely.
Really appreciate it.
Awesome to have you here. Thank you.